Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Unlimited Realities Radio with Lisa Zimmer. I am your host, Lisa Zimmer, and I'm really excited about today's show. We have a wonderful guest, numerologist Ed Peterson, and Ed's going to talk to us a little bit about the influence of numbers. We all have numbers that follow us around in our days, in our lives. We're born under certain numbers. We have influences from different numbers. And if you can, you know, go back into your memory a little bit, you'll notice how there's certain numbers that constantly follow you. And we have a pattern that comes up with our numbers and actual influences that affect our lives through these numbers. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you to my guest, numerologist Ed Peterson. Ed, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Lisa, it's good to talk with you.
Thank you. It's so great. I'm looking forward to this. This will be a lot of fun. So talk to us a little bit about what is numerology for our listeners. Some people, you know, have heard it. It's a buzzword. It's been around for, you know, quite a few decades, actually, you know, where it's been kind of mainstream. But still, a lot of people have a limited knowledge of what numerology is. Can you educate us a little bit upon that?
Well, I could answer the question, what is numerology, with a simple three-word sentence, math with meaning, and that's kind of the most basic answer. It's, you know, math with meaning. So there's numbers in our life, and numerology specifically looks at a person's letters and numbers, namely their name and their date of birth, and then attempts to derive some meaning from that.
Okay. Now, with the numbers, because there's a certain number that you get in regard to your birth date, and then another set of numbers that you derive from your birth name. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, there's a
whole
slew of, go ahead.
Okay, so I have the number 6 that follows me. When I was married, I had the name Lisa Zimmer Mahoney, and I recently switched that off to Lisa Zimmer, which is my maiden name, of course. Is there an influence when you have a different name? Is there an influence, like when I dismissed Mahoney, would my number have changed?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a book title or some titled something similar to Change Your Name, Change Your Life, and there's some truthfulness in that statement. And so, yeah, by erasing the last name Mahoney, you're taking out all those letters, which adds up to a you know, a certain number. So, you know, you are changing your numerological blueprint, I guess, if you will. But the cool thing is like what's kind of set in stone, if you will, is your date of birth. You know, you can't change the day that you're born. You're born on the day that you're born. And that tells you your life lesson, you know, what you're here to learn in this lifetime. So that kind of doesn't get altered. What does get altered or can is by your name. And so when you choose to change your name, or your name is changed, that will just tell you what path you're going to walk down to learn that lesson. So, you know, if you think of it with an analogy of climbing a mountain, you know, there's like a million ways to climb the mountain. You can go the straight, direct route, take the nice, easy, scenic route, take the really difficult, dangerous route. You know, there's all kinds of different paths. And so that is determined by the name. But what you're here to learn is kind of set in stone, with you will, by your date of birth.
All right, so now a number 6. I always felt like it was kind of a challenging number. And as I started to read more about it, I started to get into more of the softer sides of what a number 6 is, which of course resonated much more with me. what does 6 represent? There's many different, you know, you have like 7 is a spiritual seeker. What is number 6 that represents for me? And would that change in the year 2011 versus 2010? Like, would I have different aspects that I would be dealing with in 2010 than perhaps I'm dealing with today?
Yeah, to answer your question, number 6 deals with 3 F's, food, family, and friends. And so if you look at the astrological... So if you look at the astrological correspondence, the number 6 corresponds to the sign Cancer. And so if you know any people with a sun sign in Cancer, you know, what they are most comfortable doing is like being at home, eating a meal, especially if mom cooked it, and they want their friends to come on over. Hey, come on over to my place. Mom's going to make us a meal. We'll sit down and eat together. We'll be comfortable, like on the couch, you know, just kind of hang out at home. That's like a, you know, a typical kind of Cancer.
Dear God, yes. All right, now about anything fun for Cancers, because I know, you know, I used to be married to a Cancer, and you know, there's pros and cons with that. So let's move on to a happy number 6. Like what could I look forward to in 2011 with being a number 6?
Well, I kind of don't do things that way. I don't break things down to a single digit. So like, where you're getting 6 from is if you add your month plus day plus the individual digits of your year of birth, that adds up to 42, and then when you take 4 plus 2, that reduces to 6. So that's kind of where you get the 6, and that's like the traditional, like popularized version of numerology, is that there's only the numbers 1 through 9, and that's all that exists. And so, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And the
but you were on a roll, so I'm going to shut up.
The way I do things is taking the actual number that results. So like, you know, so yours, when it adds up to 42, I go with that as 42 as opposed to just 6. So there is some truthfulness in calling it, though, 42/6, because 4 plus 2 does reduce to 6. So like the 42 by itself, that's just about like love, relationships, marriage, that kind of thing. Whereas 6 generally is, you know, about like I said, the 3 F's, foods, family, friends, domesticity, like being comfortable at home kind of thing. And so that's kind of true for all 6s, but the specific variety of 6 that you are, 42, that favors like love and relationships kind of thing. So.
Okay. All right. Now, what is there a specific influence with this year going on within numerology? Is there specific vibrations that happen with each year?
And like, again, that's kind of the traditional popularized view of numerology is, that is not something that I like entertain. Like what I do instead is everything is personalized based on a person's date of birth. So for you,
okay,
it would be, the way I would do it is I would say it's going to be your 26th year this year, starting with your birthday and then going for a year from now. And so like what 26 favors is what we're doing right now, talking, communicating, being on the radio, doing a talk show, being popular, being good looking, being photogenic. But like to sum up like your 26th year, it would be like, let's talk. It would be like a real good summary. So, you know, probably that's
cool.
What,
well, 26
what, yeah,
is pretty good for me, so we'll go back to that. That works. Let me see. Let me talk about a little bit about what do you find in regard to numerology as the biggest assistance for others with it. What do people gain the most from when they find out about themselves through numerology?
Well, I can only speak to my own personal experience, and to me, it's like you know, with a small t, it's like direct access to truth in exchange for doing some simple addition. And like to me, like I'm a complete addict on that. I was like, are you kidding me? If I do like some simple addition, I can like have a clue as to what's going on. Like I'm sold. So that's what it does for me. And so not only is it like a truthful insight into yourself, your own life, but also in interacting with other people, what's going on with like countries, world events, anything, you know, it cuts across the board. Anyone with a name or a date of birth, numerology can be applied to. So
now with what you have coming up in regard to the numerology being something that can guide someone in regard to decision making, do you find that when you take a person's personal identity and you take it down to, you know, the core basis of numerology and their number, can they actually come to you and say, look, I have I have a decision to make. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this time frame. Can you go in and assist them in regard to what would be a positive direction to take in regard to timing, or saying yay or nay, or don't do that? Or I mean, is there assistance that you can provide?
I think I can answer the question better to say it's 100% the guidance in my life. So, like, whenever I have a question, the first thing I turn to is the math behind it. And so every single day of my life, I mean, that just hasn't ever stopped. And so for myself, like, I walk the walk, talk the talk. You know, for me, that's a major guiding influence in my life is, like, oh, what are my numbers for the day? What are my numbers for, like, next month or for life? You know, kind of what's going on. And especially in interacting with other people. Once you know someone's date of birth, you can know what to expect for them on any given month, year, day, that kind of thing. So, but yes, especially numerology is really great for when there's specific dates that are known or ranges of dates or times. Like, you can nail it down and say, okay, this is going to be your likely experience during this time. So you can avoid any unrealistic expectations. If someone thinks like, oh, next month's going to be like La La Land, you can look at their numbers and go, no, it's really not at all. You know, like, or the flip side, you know. So, as far as having realistic expectations, I find numerology very useful there.
Now, out of curiosity, of course, did you check out our numbers for today in working together and what was going to be coming up and how neurotic I would come across today? I mean, did that show up?
Okay, so, like, your number is really simple. Are like, it's your 25 year right now until your birthday, and so that's about like seeking excitement, adventure. It can also mean feeling antsy and restless, difficult to sit in one place for any long period of time. And then it's your 26th month right now, and so that's about doing what we're doing of talking on the phone, doing a radio show, communicating with one another. And then it's your 43 day, which is how you open the show, saying, hey, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. So that's kind of what I would expect, to be your experience today. So.
Good. So did I fulfill all your expectations?
I had more, like, deeper personal, like, reflections on you and your chart. I mean, we could get into those if you want to.
Ahead. I'm sure my listeners will love that.
Okay, well, I put that up on my blog this morning. So when you look at your natal chart, the first thing I do when looking at someone's astrological natal or birth chart is to look at their north node, because to me, the moon's nodes, the south node tells you where you've been, what's worked for you in past lives, and the north node tells you, okay, this is where you're going, this is your challenge, this is where where you need to focus. And so for you, your south node is in the sign of Capricorn in the seventh house. And so Capricorn is all about, like, being business, serious, and the seventh house is about relationships. So I get my analysis would be, like, by nature, you're really good at business relationships. Like, no nonsense, we're going to have this business relationship that works out equally and fair for both people. It's going to be a good deal that way. And, like, that kind of comes very easy to you. And probably what is more challenging is your north node, which is in Cancer in the first house. So the first house is your identity, who am I? And then Cancer would be like, among other things, like, I am my kid's mom, I care, I feel, those kind of things. And so that's probably like, whoa, this world of feelings, hey, check this out. This is kind of interesting and challenging. Wow. So that would be kind of my take on the astrology of it. And then if you look at the numerology.
So actually you're saying, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but are you saying that the challenging part of me is being the mother, is being the nurturer of the Cancer? That's the challenging part?
I would imagine it's something probably you enjoy. It's something you find rewarding, but, like, it could be challenging at times. I'd imagine it might not come as easy as, like, business relationships would come to you.
Really? I see both of my sides in there, but I'm just I'm curious. I'm curious on the interpretation. That's interesting. Okay, now I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize. Feel free. to go ahead.
And so the astrology says, hey, North Node in the first house in Cancer. Like, who am I? I'm my kid's mom. And then if you look at the numerology, Lisa Zimmer. So the first initial is L, the last initial is Z. L is the 12th letter of the alphabet. 1 plus 2 is 3, so L is a 3-letter. And then Z is the 26th letter of the alphabet. 2 plus 6 is 8, so Z is an 8-letter. So your primary challenge, or anyone's primary challenge, is their first and last initial. For the name Lisa Zimmer, your primary challenge is the letters L and Z, or 3 and 8, 38. And so, again, 38 is the number for mom. And so it's like your primary challenge is mom, mothering, nurturing, I care, I am my kid's mom, come here, give me a big hug, that kind of stuff. And so so to me, when I look at it both ways, it's like, oh, astrology, North Node in the first house in Cancer, who am I? I'm my kid's mom. And then if I look at your primary challenge in numerology, 38, you know, mom. So it's like, I don't know how else to slice that except to say, you know, mom kind of thing. And then also if you look at how any person obtains their heart's desire, it's the first letter of the first name, last letter of the last name. So for Lisa Zimmer, it's LR. So again, L is a 3-letter, R is the 18th letter of the alphabet, 1 plus 8 is 9, so R is a 9-letter. So how you obtain your heart's desire is LR, or 39, 39. And 39 is about like charm, being charming, good deals, like, you know, offering someone a good deal. So again, you know, that's kind of my take. I don't know what the reality is, but my interpretation, just looking at the chart, would be like, oh, wow, probably business relationships are pretty easy for you. And, like, you know, being your kid's mom is, like, what you find challenging but rewarding. So I don't know if there's any truthfulness to that, but that would be my take on it.
Well, I actually like being a mom because I did it 4 times. But I'm blessed with the opportunity to work from my home. So I'm absolutely able to combine both my domestic as well as my business. And my kids have, through 4 children, they've all really respected my space in regard to mom's working and we're going to be quiet or, you know, they're going to go do their thing. But so it's interesting to me that the parenting part would be my challenge. I'm not disputing it on any level because I'm kind of mulling that through my head on, okay, what pisses me off? but actually, you know, I combine the two, you know, very equally. So both are very, very well meshed into my life. But, I would say business does come kind of easy to me. You know, it was not part of my life while I was as much a part of my life as it is now, but it does come pretty easily. Go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe rather than focusing on the mothering aspect of the number 38 or the North Node in Cancer, another part of 38 or Cancer would be feelings. And so maybe this whole world of like, oh, wow, feelings, emotions, like, and how big of an influence that can have on a person's life, like perhaps that is something that's you know, like an experience.
That actually feels better because I would say interpreting feelings, communicating feelings, you know, having empathy for others, I would say feeling on a very emotional level has been more of my challenge, not taking on others' emotions, not taking on others' stuff, and also learning to interpret and communicate my feelings and emotions has been my lesson as well. So, yeah, I could definitely see that. Yeah, that hits. That makes sense.
Okay.
And that even makes sense, you know, in regard to my personal relationships with my children. So, okay, enough of me. All right, let's get on to some questions here. I've got a chat room, and I have some callers that have been very patient here. I'm going to take the first call. It looks like we have this one, so let's take this one and see what they have to say. Here we go. Hello, this is Lisa. How are you? Hello? Hi there. Okay, moving on. Hello? Hello?
Lisa?
Hey, hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a question for Ed today?
Well, I was going to see if he could tell me something similar, you know, a short reading.
Okay,
sure.
Well, this is Cindy, Ed, Cindy.
Hey,
how about
Cindy.
It?
Hi, Ed. Nice to meet you.
Hey, you too. If you're comfortable sharing your date of birth or just your month and day of birth, I can do a little numerology reading for you.
Sure. It's February 6th, 1957.
Okay. So the way I would do it is February 6th, 1957, I would take 2 plus 6 plus 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 7, and that equals 30. And I don't know, are you familiar with the tarot at all, the 78 tarot cards? Or?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Okay. The only reason I ask is because, like, when I say to someone the number 30, there's probably no instinctive connection to what that would mean except, like, oh, 30 apples or 30 cars or, you know, some kind of counting device. But a picture is worth 1,000 words. Unfortunately, for numerology, each of the numbers corresponds to one of the tarot cards. And so the picture that corresponds to the number 30 is the Four of Wands. And so, like, what you'll see on that picture is there's two wands on each side, and then there's a house in the middle with kind of like a wreath or a celebration. So it's like some things that are typically important for a 30 are like the attitude of like home sweet home. And so like usually the person's house is like something that's very important to them. Like the ability to come home each day and it's like, oh, you know, I'm home, home sweet home, that kind of thing. Another kind of core issue for a person with a 30 life lesson is like appreciativeness, gratefulness, thankfulness, like the saying, count your blessings lest they flee. And so really good advice for a person with a 30 life lesson is to do that, to literally like each morning when you wake up and before you go to bed each night, like to literally count your blessings, like, oh, I'm so thankful for this, I'm blessed with this. That kind of thing, because what can happen, just like the saying says, when a person is not appreciative, their blessings can tend to flee. Typically, like, 30s have a sense of fashion and style, so usually, like, they're good with clothes or clothing. I don't know, like, you know, you pick out your own clothes or pick out clothes for other people, but usually, like, fashion is something that comes easy to a 30. So that's kind of like lifelong. And then like if you want to know what's going on for you right now, February 6th, I would take 2 plus 6 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 1, and that equals 12. And so it's your 12 year from now until your birthday next year. And so the key issues for 12 are like faith, belief, trust. So like on one end of the spectrum, it could be like you know, seeing is believing, thy will be done, putting your...
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I think we lost him.
No way! Okay, hold on. Let me go back to this. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you, but
hello?
He just disappeared. He might have got booted off.
Hello? Ed?
Okay, I'll call. Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh,
Ed, good.
Yay.
Okay. We lost you for a minute.
That's fine.
Hey, it's always something new. Go ahead. All right, I'll shut up.
So,
go ahead.
What I was saying about your 12 year right now is that, you know, the issues are faith, belief, and trust. And so it could be like, you know, thy will be done on the one end of the continuum. It could be like, I'll believe it when I see it, or being kind of a doubting Thomas kind of thing too. And typically, you know, that's the issue. It's like, oh, do I have faith in this person? Do I trust this situation? And that's kind of, you know, like not the easiest thing to know perhaps in any given moment. And so it's a matter of, you know, finding out like, you know, is this something I should have faith in? Is this something I should trust? Is this something I shouldn't? And so that's kind of generally what to expect for your 12 year this year. So.
Okay. It all fits.
And also I would say this, born on February 6th, so 2 plus 6 is 8, and that's your core number. So I'd imagine you've probably got, like, good business sense, or, like, maybe you were born with, like, strong foundations, you know, like had a an upbringing that gave you like a suitable roots and a good base to stand on, but probably more than anything, I would think you'd be like practical and have kind of good business sense. I don't know if that's accurate at all. Or
okay. Well, we do have a business at home also.
Okay.
Have for, gosh, I guess close to 30 years. So,
okay.
Yes, we're doing that. The business is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Don, you
so,
must have
yes.
been like in puberty when you started it, Cindy.
I was.
Sorry, I'm in a punchy mood today. All right, we have Funky
Thank
Mom
you,
on the line. So we're, you're welcome, sweetie. Thank you.
All
have
right.
a great
Thank
day.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to let you go so you can get to another caller.
Okay, we have Funky Ed. No, we're having Funky Bob coming on now. So let
okay,
me introduce
talk
Funky
to you later.
Bob. Okay.
Greetings.
Bye-bye.
Greetings.
Hi. Is this Funky Bob?
It is Funky Bob, indeed, from the United Kingdom.
Hey.
Well, Funky Bob, so great to have you on the show.
I'm enjoying the show, yeah, because... I listen to a few of the different shows, and then if my spirit guides are saying, well, ring in, I ring in. So my spirit guides have said ring in, so I'm ringing in.
I'm
quite interested
well,
in numerology.
I'm glad you listen to them.
No, but I'm not particular. See, I've never had anyone tell me about my numerology before. I'm still learning. I'm on a huge learning curve, learning about all sorts
okay.
of different. So yeah, if I could give you my birth date, I wonder whether
okay.
you could give fire away. Can I fire away?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's the 22nd of July, 1965.
Okay, so July 22nd, 1965. The way I would do it is I would take 7 plus 22 plus 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 5, and that equals 50. And so the tarot card that corresponds to the number 50 is the 10 of Cups. And so what you'll see is... above, there's a family kind of dancing in joy, and above them are 10 cups forming a rainbow. And so kind of neutrally, usually for a person with the 50 life lesson, is their family life is a big deal. And so on the one end of the continuum, it could be like coming from a broken home or like a lot of family fights, that kind of thing, or what a person with a 50 life lesson is promised kind of by their birthright is the opportunity to have like a joyful family life. And so like some phrases that could like sum up a 50 life lesson would be, it's a wonderful life, this is how good life can be, the joys of family life. So that's kind of, the ideal for 50. And so emotions are definitely favored for a 50 person. So at times it can be difficult and it can be like, oh, when it rains, it pours, that kind of thing. But there can also be moments where you're like overjoyed. Another thing that's kind of probably doesn't hit home, but like a symphony or like orchestra, I don't know if that's that kind of music interests you at all, or like you play
yeah.
any kind of instrument.
Music's been a big part of my life, but I'm an electronic music nerd. It's electronic
oh.
music, always has been.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So
but you see, you said about orchestrating. You see, currently I've been exploring some new gifts because God's blessed me with some amazing gifts.
Okay.
To explore the spirit world. And I've been exploring the spirit world and I've had amazing experiences every day. And I've talked to spirits every day. And one of the things I am doing is I'm orchestrating spirits. Because are you familiar with the bloodlines of Cain?
Not at all.
Well, Cain and Abel from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Cain was never... punished by God for killing his own brother because he was termed an animal because he didn't have a conscience. And there's only 20 million people descendant from the bloodlines of Cain right now, but they're the ones in the key piece, the key positions of power in the Western world. And you see, the Canaanites had a city of gold, and after the flood, God scooped that city of gold up and encased it in a methane glacier and put it underneath the Gulf of Mexico. And the fake BP oil spill is an attempt to mine that gold, right? And see, the bloodlines of Cain, it's quite interesting because, you see, I talk to spirits. And when I talk to spirits and explain what's going on and explain about how the bloodlines of Cain are killing our world quietly, and there's no honor in that, all the servants of the bloodlines of Cain that used to be warriors in the past say, well, okay, we're not down for that. So I've got, it's like Saladin and Richard the Lionheart used to fight each other, and now they stand shoulder to shoulder. Of me.
Well, that's wonderful, Bob. I really appreciate your input on the show today. Thank you so much for calling in. I have to take another caller right now. But
no,
God
no,
bless
it's a blessing. Great show. Great
use those
show.
Numbers. Thank you, Bob. Many blessings. Take
care.
Oh,
I'll be listening to you again, hon. Peace be with you all.
Peace be with you. Hi there.
Hello.
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 Hi. You have reached Unlimited Realities. How are you? Hello? Oh, you hung up. All righty. Well, hello?
Can you hear me?
This is Lisa. Yes?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi
this
there.
Is Travis.
Hey, Travis. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for our numerologist, Ed Peterson, today?
Sure. Hey, Ed.
Hey.
Nice meeting you. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of life coaching and mentoring for the last decade or so, and have touched on numerology. I've been studying Arya Veda as a whole, and mostly body types and whatnot, but the numerology falls in there. But I'm not... I haven't spent a ton of time. I use a lot of the reference through Dan Millman's book,
mm-hmm.
The Life You're Born to Live or whatever, and that's been helpful. But you know, so mine's I'm December 9th, 1969.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess if you want to do a little reading on that,
December 9th, 1969. Of course, he wants to give you a reading on that, Travis. December 9th,
cool.
1969.
And there's two things that just pop out right away, Travis, with what you said, like for validation. Okay, so you said like a life coach, and so the number for a life coach is 21, and so there's two ways of getting that same number. For December 9th, if you take 12 plus 9, that's 21, and so 21 is your core number of kind of like life coach, seeing the bigger picture, you know, having a perspective on things. Similarly, the first name Travis, if you take the first letter T and the last letter S, so T is the 20th letter of the alphabet, 2 plus 0 is 2, so T is a 2 letter, S is the 19th letter of the alphabet, 1 plus 9 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1, so S is a 1 letter. So Travis, TS, 2, 1, or December 9th, 12 plus 9, 21, you know, so just validating that like kind of life coach to your Travisness, like that's right there. As far as your life lesson goes, I would take December 9th, 1969, I'd take 12 plus 9 plus 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 9 is 46. Let me just double check that. 25, 21. Yeah, 46. So what's that?
I thought it was 37. Let me see.
12 plus 9 is 21, plus 1 plus 9 is 31, and 6 plus 9 is 15 to 31 is 46, if we're using December 9th, 1969. But so for a 46 life lesson, some kind of things that typically are come up are like the past, childhood, memories like nostalgia. Typically a 46 person, they're like people think they're younger than their actual chronological age, because like a 46s are usually, regardless of their chronological age, kind of like a kid at heart or a big kid or like forever young, however you want to slice that. So each end of the age continuum, both like the young or the elderly, like kids or elders, can be important to a 46. your own childhood, the past, and maybe even your own family past, like your ancestry, genealogy. History is usually a subject that interests a 46 person. So I don't know if there's any validity to that at all, or...
Yeah, which kind of probably segues a little bit of a question of, because I grew up mm-hmm. as Travis Laurie, L-O-R-I, mm-hmm. but our family had chopped the name down from Laureano, and in the mid-90s, I did change it back to the family name, which was back mm-hmm. with Ellis Island stuff, so mm-hmm. I've been Travis Laureano for, you know, 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of curious, I don't know.
The difference know, there?
That...
Yeah, what stands out to me there, with the Laureano, I take that the last letter of that name was O, is that correct? Laureano?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you take the first letter of Travis is T, and the last letter of Laureano is O, so how Travis Laureano obtains his heart's desire would be T-O, or the numbers breakdown on that is 2-6, 26. And so, again, just like this is Lisa's 26th month right now, 26 would be favorable to communicating, talking, getting on the phone, being on a radio show, that kind of thing. So that's, you know, exactly what you're doing now.
Is that your vibe, too? That's his vibe that he's got going on right now, too?
Well, that was how Travis Laureano, using that name, how he obtains his heart's desire. So whereas Travis Laurie, that's more about like teamwork, cooperation, partnership, self-confidence, self-esteem, but usually like consulting and experts and being part of a team is more what Travis Laurie, I would expect from Travis Laurie. So.
Now, why the two names, Travis? What feels more in resonance with you?
Well, when I was younger... I knew, we knew that the name wasn't Laurie. Originally, it was Laureano. And so I knew that as a younger child.
Okay.
And then I think I kind of hated it. I hated it being Laurie, you know, as a kid.
Sure.
It was just, you know, everybody's got to figure out how to mess with your name. And
sure.
So,
and as a guy,
you know,
feminine, you know, connotation and...
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things as a kid, you kind of doesn't, yeah, I don't think you can get away with it, or away from it, I don't think, in any way, but of course, as a kid, you're thinking, man, I hate that, and, but I love that, you know, our family had Sicilian lineage and whatnot, Massari and Solpi and all these, uncles and stuff that were from Italy, and, you know, so I always thought, God, I want my last name to be what it really was, you know. Just, you
right.
know, my middle name being Anthony. It just sounded, Travis Anthony Laureano, it just sounded more correct to me. So
right.
I guess that's why.
Okay, and what Ed provided for you, does that resonate with what's going on in your life?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. The last 11, 12 years, I've had people say, oh, you should be on the radio or you should do voiceovers and stuff. And I've had people just randomly say that. And it's funny because it put that seed in my mind. I'd never really thought about that younger, but definitely communicating. I mean, I've definitely worked on that, and I'm about that in the last decade. It's been about communicating for sure.
Yeah, you're a very good communicator.
Yeah, I was just going to...
Now. Does it show up in his numerology as well that he's a good communicator?
Yeah, that was that 26, how he attains his heart's desire. And just listening to him, you can tell he's like really articulate, able to communicate, he's got a good radio voice. And so I would agree with that advice.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Travis. Any last questions you have for Ed?
Maybe just one quick thing is about, mm-hmm. does this coincide with kind of the... One of the new studies I was working on this year was the, I'm trying to remember the name of it now. It just seems like it kind of coincides with the your biometric or your I don't know why I'm forgetting the name of it.
That's okay.
But you're basically, you're by a rhythm. You're by a rhythm.
Right. Right. It does seem very familiar to the biorhythm energy. You know, it's like, but he, you know, the one thing I love about Ed's work is he's combining the numerology. He's also combining, you know, the work of using, you know, the astrological or the tarot cards. He's pulling that in as well. So that's a different aspect I've never considered in regard to numerology. So it's a completely new twist that I really appreciate. So, but yeah, the biorhythms, the numerology, it's all in the mix, isn't it?
But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Thank you for calling in and listening to the show. I appreciate it, Travis.
No problem. It's awesome. Thanks for everything, and you guys keep rocking.
Thanks. You too. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. It looks like we have a caller. Are you okay, Ed? Oh, he just
yeah,
no, there he is. Okay. Here he is. Hello there.
Hello. Am I on?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, it's Roger.
Hey, Roger, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Great.
I'm looking at the...
Go
ahead.
Go ahead. No, feel free.
Oh, I just decided to pull up the Amazon page for Numerology and the Divine Triangle, the book that you and I discussed briefly this morning, and that was my introduction to numerology in 1981 when I was in my early 20s, and that has a beautiful synthesis of numerology, astrology, and tarot.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like our friend there is familiar with it.
And that was
yes.
the starting point
yes.
for me was that book as well. Yes, that's absolutely true.
Wow.
Highly recommend that book.
Isn't that interesting? It's a great book. I lost it in the hurricanes, but it's a wonderful, wonderful book. Roger, would you like to provide your birth date for Ed to do a little mini reading for you?
Sure. Well, I can just tell you right off without telling my birth date that my birth date mm-hmm. numbers add up to 27/9.
Okay.
And based on that book, and I just want to say that the life, according to that book, the life path of destiny, they called it in that
mm-hmm.
book, adds
mm-hmm.
up to 6511. That's the addition of all the letters of my full name.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it.
Okay, so, and for the 27, I take it you're using the month plus day plus individual digits of the year to get 27?
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Okay, so then 27 is all about, like, taking the initiative and follow through. And so if you know what it's like to be a 27, what happens is they get really excited about these, like, new ideas and new ways of doing things. But typically what happens is, they get this one new idea, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to work on this and make this happen. And then they get, like, maybe a couple minutes into it, and then, like, this other great idea that comes to them, and they get really excited about that. And so to the outside observer, a 27 can appear to be all talk and no action. And it's not that they're, you know, it's like trying to do that. It's just they get really excited about all these ideas that keep coming to them about new innovative ways of doing things. So the best advice for a 27 person is to take the initiative and then, more importantly, to follow through on that initiative. So typically for like a 27s, you know, they just need to get the ball rolling. They need to come up with this like pioneering, trailblazing new way of doing things, and typically like other people will chime in to, you know, keep the ball rolling. But as far as, like, inventing, you know, it's a classic number for, like, an inventor, a creator, a pioneer, someone that's doing things a whole new way kind of thing. Then the 65 path of destiny, like, 65 favors, like, being the big boss, being the person calling the shots, being the center of power, being... having material success. So, like, there should be, like, if you invented something or you got this new way of doing things, like, material success should follow from that would be my take on it.
Mm. That's interesting. The reading you gave on the 27/9 sounds right on, and it all does what you said. What's interesting also is a friend of mine who's a numerologer
mm-hmm.
or a numerology aficionado on Maui recently said to me, that this year of mine, this current year that I just started on January 2nd was my birthday. And
okay.
she said that this is a year to collect yourself, and to kind of collect your energies and be more quiet and inner and restful. And then I can tell you it's January 2nd of 59. And and then, you know, and she said you're going to have an enormous year next year in terms of worldly activity and success and all of that. And, and I, it sounds like what you said is true, that I need to stick with one because I'm full of so many, and that then the good stuff will follow. You know, the,
and I totally agree with that numerologist's reading. I would say the exact same thing to you. And so,
how do I? Yeah, that's a tricky thing. How do I have all this inspiration in me, and not, and I feel like I'm bursting at the seams with it. And then, how do I balance those things? You know, that's the question for me that I'm asking already.
Sure. Okay. So the way I would do it for January 2nd is 1 plus 2 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 1 is 7. So it's your 7 year right now. And so the key issues for like 7 are like self-control is the biggest one. But like self-control, pondering, deep thinking, silence, like typically, you know, it's taking time to like be alone, to be with your thoughts, to be quiet. That's usually what a 7 year kind of favors or is about. But more than anything, it would be a matter of self-control. And like, I don't know how else to say it. Self-control is about self-control. It's not any, you know, that's a discipline, I guess, that people learn. But then, yeah, your next year from January 2nd, 2012 to January 1st, 2013, that will be your 8 year. And so 8 is exactly what that numerologist told you about, like real, tangible, practical, concrete success. And typically that is an increase in money, power, and status is what I would expect during your 8 year. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wonderful. It sounds very promising.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, nice to hear your voice, Lisa.
Oh, and nice to hear yours too, Roger. Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it very much. Have a great day.
On. Thank you. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha. Bye-bye. That was great, Ed. Thank you. Now, what do you feel is the common misinterpretation or the misdirection of people when it comes to numerology? Like, are they looking for something that numerology doesn't provide? Do you have people that come to you that aren't aware of what numerology can provide for them? I mean, you know, what really intrigued me was the fact that you said, you know, you use numerology for every decision and every day, and I understand and appreciate that. Of course, you know, one of my questions later down the road is going to be, okay, Ed, so what does my March look like for me? Because February has been a gangbuster. But, but like, when you have customers, clients come to you, is there something specific that they're looking for? Is it primarily relationships? Is it business focus? Is it that they're trying to find what their calling is, what their talents are? What is it that they come to you primarily to seek insight on?
Well, okay, so just being human, what interests people is money and sex, and so that's usually what they, or money and relationships, if you will. And so that's like the most common thing that people are interested in, just because it's innately kind of interesting to people. And for that, okay, so numerology is a tool. Like, to think it's the be-all, end-all tool that answers every, like, application, I don't see it that way at all. I see it as good as, you know, for self-analysis, or how I use it, which is for self-analysis, insight into other people, and then anytime you know a specific day or time, like, to see what's going on there. For relationships, I think astrology is a lot better tool, and so... okay, you can get the same kind of information from numerology as you could astrology for relationships, but for numerology, it requires knowing the first date that you met someone. And so if you don't know that, then I'm powerless to say anything to you as far as numerology goes. However, with astrology, you don't need to know what day two people first met one another. All you need to know is their date of birth, you know, and their time of birth location. So if you know someone's birth data, you can do what's called a composite chart and, like, look at two people's chart and, boom, it's right there. Like, these are the person together as a couple. These are their strengths. These are their challenges. These are some likely outcomes. So for relationships kind of question, unless someone knows the exact date that they first met the person, I find like astrology is a much more useful tool for relationships to answer that question. And then, but yeah, anything that tells me about a date, like, so you're interested in March, like, okay, what's the deal with March? Well, that's super easy to plug in. So you would just take, it's your 26th year, and then you'd take 3 for March. And so for the first part of, well, okay, 2 and 3 for February and March, depending on, each person's numerology is tailored to their date of birth. And so, like, a person's month changes on the exact day that they were born. So let's say someone was born on the 15th. Well, they've got one set of numbers from the 1st to the 14th each month, and then another set of numbers from the 15th until the end of the month each month. So for you, it's going to be your 26th year all year, which is about communicating, talking, that kind of thing. And then for the first half of March, it's going to be your 28th month, which will be about being bold, being daring, flexing your muscles, fortune favors the bold, that kind of thing. And then for the rest of March, it's all going to be about, like, self-esteem, self-confidence, teamwork, consulting experts, but probably most importantly, cooperation is what's favored at the end of March. So I don't know if that makes sense to you right now, but that's what's going to be favored.
Sure. Sure, that always makes sense. Now, I have somebody in the chat room who's provided a date that they want some insight on, and the date is February 3rd, 1961.
And so there's a couple of things. I saw that in the chat room as well. I haven't gotten around to typing back an answer. So, okay, on February 3rd, I would take 2 plus 3. And so that equals 5, and that's that person's core number. And so in one word, that would sum that person up is versatile, probably. Like, really versatile, has a wide variety of experiences, you know, is able to adapt to things pretty easily. And alternatively, for February 3rd, 1961, if you take 3 for born on the 3rd plus 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 1, that's 20. And that's what I call a person's secret number, except ironically, it's the part of yourself that you'd like to keep real secret, but you can't. It's painfully obvious. You know, everyone notices at the moment you walk in the room. And so for this person, their secret number is 20. And so that's all about, like, conscience, having a clear sense of right and wrong, following your conscience, apologizing, atoning, having sound judgment, those kind of things. So I'm not sure which aspect or aspects are true for that person, but that's something. Then as far as February 3rd, I would take 2 plus 3 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 1, and it's this person's 9 year until their birthday next year. And so 9, the tarot card that corresponds to that is the Hermit. And so that's a pretty good summary there of what the 9 is about. It's seeking advice from the wise, heeding wisdom. Your wisdom sets you apart. You know, typically, like, wrapping things up, kind of endings, are all favored for a 9 year. So I would expect any of those things to be possibly true.
Okay. All right. Now, when we go into our numbers, the basic number that we get, like, as our life number, is the month plus the date plus the birth year. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the individual digits of the year.
Is that our life path number?
Life lesson number is what I believe Faith Chavain and Dusty Bunker call it in their book, Numerology and the Divine Triangle, which I'd highly recommend.
Okay. Now, in regard to our name, what's that called when it goes into a numerological?
The sum of all the letters in a person's name, it would be their path of destiny. Like, in my translation would be how you learn what you're here to learn, but yeah, the path of destiny. So the life lesson is like the mountain you're here to climb, and then the path of destiny is the path that you walk up to get to the top of that mountain. So those are the two numbers that you asked about.
Okay, so basically we come in with our birth date number as this is what we're here to learn, and then our name actually represents how we're going to achieve that?
Bingo.
Okay. So, and how do you, and in regard to calculating the numerological aspects through your name, is
mm-hmm.
there a formula? Is every letter like A would be 1, B would be 2,
mm-hmm.
C would be 3? Is that how it goes?
Mm-hmm. When doing a
so
basic analysis.
So Z would
analysis,
be 26. Okay.
Yeah, well, and then 2 plus 6 reduces to 8, so Z is an 8 letter. And so, yeah,
okay.
On most analyses for numerology, you're using the 1 through 9 number letter grid, where each of the letters corresponds to a number 1 through 9, and you just reduce the digits if it's bigger than 9 to get the result that way.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let me also add your website on here so people
mm-hmm.
can contact you. And we want everyone to go to edpetersonnumerology.com. And Ed can give you personal instructions, set up an appointment. You can get your chart done through Ed. He's a wonderful numerologist. I highly recommend him. And I'm also seeing a lot of people in the chat room that are going back and forth. But you have a whole lot of insight in regard to what's going on globally with us right now, numerologically, don't you? With the aspects of what's going on in our current consciousness, both in a spiritual aspect and also in a global aspect. Can you elaborate a little bit about what we have going on as an influence in our world right now?
And again, that kind of global influence, I believe, is like better answered by astrology. So I would look at like the astrological chart of the moment and any given moment in the future, and I would find that to be a better influence. Whereas I find numerology to be best personalized as far as like what's Lisa got going on this year, 10 years from now, or whatever. That's a better use of numerology, in my opinion. And astrology would be better for like global kind of things. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have you ever done a reading on, like, say, a country? Say, you know,
yeah,
we have
absolutely.
July. Okay, did you ever do mm-hmm. one on the United States?
Sure, that's on my should be on my website numerologybasics.com. I've got like just all the basics of how to do numerology on there, and there's a one box you can click on countries. And so yeah, for the United States, it was born July 4th, 1776. So you take 7 + 4 + 1 + 7 + 7 + 6 = 32. So this is a 32 country. And so 32 is usually about some things there like independence, freedom, liberty, victory, winning, being number one, bigger is better, about convenience, those kind of things. And so, like, you know, those are typical.
But you know, obviously we're kind of showing our ass right now as far as our country goes. So I mean, it's you know, bigger isn't always better, and you know, powerful isn't necessarily the benefit of the all and the global unit here. So is there something that you can tell us, just in wrapping this up, what
mm-hmm.
you can offer us in regard to both for the future or down the road or what's coming up? Or
I apologize to keep doing this to you, but I think personalized answers are really the best use as far as numerology. Like an astrology would be a lot better of giving like global future trends or something like that, you know.
Okay,
so.
Like in regard to the United States, going back
mm-hmm.
to that, is there
sure.
something that's coming up that you can see as a trend in regard to the United States?
Yeah, well,
positively or negatively?
The one that sticks out to me is 2012. So from July 4th, 2012 to July 3rd, 2013 is the United States 16 year, and the corresponding tarot card for the number 16 is the Tower. And so you see two figures violently falling from a tower as it's like struck by lightning kind of thing. And so, like, when 16 comes up, there's usually, like, shocks, surprises. Expect the unexpected is kind of the best advice for 16. So that's what the United States is going on from July 4th, 2012 to July 3rd, 2013. So
great. So everybody just generate your light, protect yourself with this, like, little invisible shield of protection and walk in the light. If this is what we've got coming up, then just, like, kind of defer the negativity here because we don't need to add any more to the mix. But you've got a lot of information here that I would really like. I can't get to any more callers. I'm sorry. But, Ed, thank you so much for being on. I want to direct everyone again to edpetersonnumerology.com for any future appointments with Ed. And, Ed, you've been a blast. I'm sure you're exhausted after doing all these little mini readings, and I really, really appreciate your wisdom and your talent, and you've been a wonderful guest. Thank you so much for being on Unlimited Realities.
Thanks, Lisa.
Next week we're going to have – thank you, Ed. I really, really appreciated this. This is fun. We have Ariel Ford coming on next week, the author of The Soulmate Secret. And that will be February 24th, so make sure you tune in, everybody. That's going to be a lot of fun. And she's going to be discussing how she manifested and brought in her soulmate and some tips in regard to love and romance, finishing up the month in love and romance. So, again, thank you again, Ed. Many blessings, everyone. Have a great week. Tune in again next week at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. God bless. Bye-bye.